Now, you may or may not have heard of speed dating. It's certainly not for the faint-hearted, but it usually involves, say, 20 men and 20 women in a room. The women sit down at a small table each, and the men get perhaps 3 minutes with each woman. At the end, both groups mark on a piece of paper who they'd like to see again, and if there are any matches, that couple get to exchange details. Oh yes, and there's often a fair bit of alcohol involved. Well, something similar is now being tried out in New York, but there's no alcohol, and all those taking part are Muslim. It's all the idea of Jamal Mohsin, founder of Milanus.com. He's on the line now. And Jamal, why did you set this up?
Hi, how are you? Thank you very much for calling. Well, I started actually doing on an individual basis. I'm in a business. I'm a stockbroker and financial advisor. And I started as, you know, people knew me, so they asked me for their children if I knew a good match. And on an individual basis, I started. But it was not giving me that kind of result that I wanted. So I organized an event, and I have this organization called MilanUS.com. And Milan means get together in Urdu, Hindi, Bangladeshi, and, you know. So it's perfect, you know, meeting place, a platform for Muslims, singles, to get together and find a match themselves.
And how does this speed dating itself actually work?
Everyone is familiar with the speed dating. It's no different, except we call it a speed meeting. And the reason is that dating means that it's a guy and a girl. But here, it's not just guy and a girl, but also family members, sometimes parents, sometimes aunts and uncle, who are accompanied with these people. And what we allow them is that they can be there in the same banquet hall that we hold this event, and they can see their children, but they cannot hear what they are talking about because we keep them on one side with other parents. And then we give them an opportunity to guys and girls to talk to each other and get to know each other.
But doesn't it cramp their style a bit having their parents or chaperones there?
I know some kids who grew up here and a little, you know, they do not like this idea. But the reason we do it because we want to keep everyone happy. So it's like a East meet West. So the Eastern way is that it's only parents' wishes where they want their children to get married. Here, now, you know, it's they like someone, and then after the dinner, there is an open session where they can get to, their parents also get to meet whoever they like, and then they pursue their traditional way after that, that if this is a real match.
Does it work?
How does it work?
Does it work? Have people actually got married through this?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I mean, we started it like end of 2007, so it's only 3 years, and we had about so far 10 Muslim matrimonials in major cities, like mainly New York, but we have Houston and Washington also. What we have found out is that about 26 of our participants, means 13 couples, got married through our efforts.
Some people have complained about it within the Muslim community, haven't they?
Of course, there's always going to be some people who are not happy. And but most of the people, they like this idea because it's much needed service. I started this as a social work, as a community project to help Muslim community to have a platform because, as you know, that Muslim do not like, they keep it segregated, you know, the genders, okay. Male and female. So it's very hard for people, young kids, to find a match where, you know, within their faith.
Okay, Jamal, we're going to have to leave it there. That was Jamal Mohsin of MilanUS.com. Thanks for listening to NewsHour. Stay tuned. The news is next.